Nishta and beyond, from faith to steadiness and taste and to love of Godhead. Yesterday, we had some homework for you, and try to strengthen your faith by trying one of three ways, or all three ways. And the first thing that we asked was to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. How many of you were able to hear something yesterday? Very good. Some ladies, some men. Good, you got the chance. Very good. Then the second thing we asked was a more difficult thing, how to apply Srimad Bhagavatam. How many of you were able to do something to apply the teaching? Very good. Anybody would like to share something that you applied? And you don't have to. Only if you want to. Okay. The third thing to strengthen faith was to be grateful to Krishna. To say thank you, Krishna. So, how many of you were able to express your gratitude? Oh, wow. Oh, that's a good one. Then that's the easiest one, I guess. To say thank you. But it's not. So every day you can do that. That's not a hard one to do. Might be hard to hear and apply Bhagavatam, but you can always say thank you, Krishna. And don't forget to say thank you, Krishna. Did anybody have something to share about that, about saying thank you? Sometimes in some of my seminars, when I was giving in Sweden, one Mataji, she said, yes, yesterday I was saying thank you because the electricity went out and I couldn't use my computer. Usually I get very angry when this happens. He said, but I remembered I'm supposed to say thank you, so I didn't get angry this time. I said, okay, thank you, Krishna, and the light came back. Electricity doesn't go out usually in the Western countries, but this was a farm, so these things happen in the farms. Yes. Yeah, we have a microphone, but I think you have to come and get it. Yeah, it's just here. That's good, you untangled it. This seems to be... Okay, there you go. So what would you like to say?
Second,
applying Srimad Bhagavatam.
I'd like to thank Krishna that
association with devotees. Now, of course, that will continue through every level. You will associate with devotees and your faith will increase. So when your faith is a little stronger, then you come and you start to practice the principles of Krishna consciousness. That is called the level of Vachana Kriya. So today we will discuss the level of Vachana Kriya. Now, Vachana Kriya has six levels of unsteady devotional service before you come to the level of Nishta. Nishta means steadiness, very strong faith and determination. So before you come to this level, you may struggle. And that struggle has a name. And it's not something that only you are facing. It's a level in the path of devotional service called Anartha Nivritti. In this level, all the doubts come up. And also, you will be tested. Many desires will come up, material desires, not only from this life, but from many, many lives. Your desires will come, and you'll say, I never thought about that. How come it's coming? Well, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. So it may be very surprising. But this is the level that all devotees go through. And some may go faster, some may go slower. Some may take many years. As Prabhupada says in a purport of Bhagavad Gita, it may take you 1 second to be Krishna conscious, or it may take you many lifetimes. So, we will have two verses today. I gave you the sheet. You will have to share again, as yesterday. Two verses we will discuss today. And the first, the men need in the back, some men in the backside. Okay, if you have extra on the ladies' side, please give them in also so they can have. We probably need more copies of this. Okay, give some over to the men's side. They're short over there. Yes. You have to be merciful. Okay. Hand over there. Please give to this eager person who's new to our class today. Good. So these are verse 17 and 18 we will discuss today, and that is about Anartha Nivritti, also about Vachana Kriya, and what is happening when you chant the holy name. So verse 17, it is on your paper. I will say one line, you can repeat after me. Shrinvatam Swagata Krishna,
Shrinvatam Swagata Krishna,
Punyashavana Kirtana,
Punyashavana Kirtana,
Vidantasta Yavajani,
Vidantasta Yavajani,
Vidurna Tisarit Satam,
Vidurna.
So I'll say the English. Shri Krishna, Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous, when properly heard and chanted. So, in Vrindavan, in the winter time, there is fog. Do you ever have fog in Bombay? In Mumbai? Mumbai, sorry, I forgot the new name. You have fog sometimes where the clouds come down and you can't see anything? So in Vrindavan and Delhi, in winter time, it's a very heavy fog. So one time, Bibi Govinda Maharaj was driving with Satsrup Maharaj in the fog from Delhi to Vrindavan. In fact, this year he was driving and he met with an accident. His car hit the back of some other car because you cannot see more than 1 meter in front of you when you go in the fog. 1 meter. And if you're going, you cannot go fast. So when there's a fog, you have to move slowly. And it's very difficult to see things. So not only is there a fog outside, we have the fog in our heart and we're going to go through the fog today and try to reach the sunshine of Krishna's holy name. many different dirty things are in our heart. So, is everybody ready to go through the fog today of your heart? Good. So, let's go. Will we get some help? And the answer is yes, Krishna will help us. Prabhupada says in his purport of this verse, 17, the Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. Now, what does this mean? It means as much as you try to go to Krishna, he will also try to come to you. Of course, Prabhupada said, you take one step to Krishna, he will take 10 steps to you. When he sees a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to transcendental service of the Lord and has become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way the devotee may easily go back to him. Prabhupada says the Lord is more anxious to take us back than we are to go to him. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead, but anyone who wants to go, Krishna helps in all respects. So, how many of you want to go back to Godhead? Does everybody want? Some are not sure. Some think it's okay here. Yeah, that's all right. You can take a few more births, as many as you like. No problem. But better to go in this life. Better to go this time. So now, this verse is wonderful. If you just hear about Krishna, that's punya. That's pious. And not only ordinary pious activity. This is bhaktya. Bhakti punya. Where you get credits in devotional service. Now, every time you offer obeisance, every time you chant one Hare Krishna mantra, it's being counted by Krishna. And he's putting it in your spiritual bank account. Did you know you have a spiritual bank account? And you know who is the accountant in your spiritual bank account? It's Krishna. He's counting. Now, you also have a material bank account too, if you're not a devotee. For devotees, no material bank account. But the material bank accountant is Yamraj. He's counting every sin that you do, so don't do that. Better you do spiritual, devotional things, and Krishna will put something in your account. If you, every obeisance, every charanamrita, every donation you give for the temple is going in your spiritual bank account. And if your account becomes full, very, very big, you can purchase something. You know what you can purchase with your spiritual bank account? Who knows? Yes? Krishna Prem, very good. Anything else? Yes?
Ticket to Goloka.
Yes. Actually, Prabhupada said in a lecture on this verse, that when your account becomes full, you can purchase Krishna. Now that includes everything. or so, then I would not be bored anymore. Now, this is a problem for teenagers, boredom. I said, yes, you can talk. You chant Hare Krishna, and he will give you answers. He will talk to you if you chant very, very nicely Hare Krishna mantra. So that's what this verse says. If you chant Hare Krishna, if you hear about Krishna, hear Bhagavatam, and chant, chanting Shrimatam, Swakata Krishna, Punya Shavana Kirtana, then Vitunoti, Krishna is cleaning your heart. Now, suppose you have a video camera in your heart when you're chanting Hare Krishna very nicely. What will you see happening in your heart when you are chanting? Now, in the hospital, they have the cameras in the heart when they do the surgery when you do surgery, they show you on the computer screen sometimes. They showed me my foot when they did foot surgery. Here is your foot, here is the bone, this, that. Now, suppose you have a video inside your heart and you're taking a picture while you are chanting Hare Krishna, very nicely chanting, nice chanting Hare Krishna. What will you see in your video camera? Yes? You will see? Unwanted things are going. Okay, how are they going? Well, how is it at? Well, if you have the camera, okay, you see the unwanted things. How are they going? Change in your behavior. Okay. Now, anybody else have an idea? If you have a video in your camera, what do you see happening? Just picture this verse of Bhagavatam. What does it say? Something's happening in your heart when you're hearing and chanting. What's happening in your heart? What's that? It's getting clean. Yeah. Yes? Krishna is cleaning your heart. You will see Krishna there, and he's cleaning. And how is he cleaning? With a broom? Sachinandan Swami said yes, with a broom. He's sweeping your heart when you're chanting. He's there with a broom. I see it a little differently, that he's dancing. Because it says when you chant the holy name, first he dances in your ear, on your tongue. First he's dancing here, then he's dancing in your ear, and then he's dancing in your heart. So I see how he's cleaning. He's dancing and he's kicking out all the dirt, like with his beautiful lotus feet. Why he should have a broom? Of course, he can also have a broom. It's not the ordinary broom. He would have a special broom. But he's dancing. Or he may be cleaning another way. Who knows? He can just, with his eyes, he can do everything. He can just look at the dirt and run. He can do just like the forest fire he swallowed. He can swallow it also if he likes. So this is what's happening. The Lord is cleaning the heart of the sincere devotee of all the dirty things in the heart. So, if you want to hear, Prabhupada says, if one is serious to hear, then he will take out all your dirty things when you chant the holy name. Now, you might be curious about what dirty things, of course you may know already what dirty things are there, but there are four categories of dirty things in the heart, according to Harina Chintamani. First thing is Hridaya Dorbalyam, means weakness of heart. Weakness of heart. So just like in the hospital, some people have the weakness of heart, so in the spiritual hospital, there is also weakness of heart. Now, but that is four different types of weakness. That is, first of all, attachment to things not related to Krishna. That's the first weakness of heart. Second one is envy. If you're envious, oh, this person has more than me, I should have that. Third thing is cheating and criticizing, fault finding. That's another weakness of heart. And the fourth thing is the desire to be famous or recognized. These four things. So that's under the category of weakness of heart. Now, second type category is aparad or offense. Four kinds of offense. contains a thirst, a desire to enjoy material things. Four kinds of enjoyment. You want to enjoy things of this world. You want to enjoy things of the heavenly planets. Or you want to enjoy mystic powers. Or you want to enjoy liberation. Go to the Brahman and emerge. Of course, for the devotees, that is hell. That is not enjoyment. But some people think this is enjoyment. And the fourth category, tattva vikrama, means ignorance of the truth. Ignorance of who you are spiritually. Ignorance of who is Krishna and your relationship with him. Ignorance about the process of devotional service. And ignorance about the different levels in devotional service, which we are going to discuss today. So today, that ignorance will be finished, at least. And most of you know I am a servant of Krishna. We will also get into that tomorrow. Now, Anarjanivritti, Sachinandan Swami recommends that to get through Anarjanivritti is very helpful to cry for Krishna. Now, for ladies, this is very easy because it's easy to cry. Now, when you chant the holy name, it's a very good thing. So if you feel like crying, start chanting. Because then that will be dovetailing your crying propensity in the chanting of the holy name. It's good to cry for Krishna. So when something happens and you want to cry, then start chanting. That's really good. And that will make you feel better. Because sometimes we cry and we don't even know why we're crying. So it's good to just cry for Krishna if you feel like crying. Now, sometimes when we are chanting the holy name, material desires come in our mind. And we think, how come I'm chanting Hare Krishna? Why am I thinking of these material things? Prabhupada was asked this question by a devotee that it seems like when I chant, I get so many bad thoughts, material desires. Before I was devotee, I didn't have these thoughts so much. It seems like now I became worse after I became devotee. How is that? So Prabhupada gave the answer, that suppose you have a house that's very, very dirty, so much dust in the house, 2 inches. If you live in Vrindavan and you leave for 1 month and don't clean, then you will get it. House, 1 inch of Brajaraj, dust of Vrindavan. So, now in the house, in our heart, we have got so much dust from millions of lifetimes of desires. And that's why these desires, when you clean the house, what happens? When you start cleaning, the dust is going to fly. So when you start cleaning your heart, it's going to fly also. The trick is not to be attached those desires. Realize it's not you, it's not your desire. It is something from millions of births that Maya put in your head, or by bad association you got it, but it's not really your desire. Just leave it. Let it go. Let it go. Don't go after it. Now, sometimes, here's something from Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Sometimes you're a devotee for many, many years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and you come to a crossroad in your spiritual life where you have to make a choice. And this is usually happening in this level of anartha nivritti. You have to make a choice, a very difficult choice. You have to decide, shall I go forward in my spiritual life? Or shall I go backwards a little bit and let's take a few steps back and enjoy a little bit, and then later on I will be more serious. Sometimes this decision, this choice comes in our life. And when that happens, when devotees go backwards, it can be seen as a fall down, that you have fallen from your devotional service. Now, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, just before he left his body, he gave an analysis, why do devotees fall down? What is the cause? He gave four causes. Number one, This is one cause why devotees leave orphaldom. Second cause is lack of humility. That you become proud. Oh, I'm such a good devotee. And then you make mistakes. You think you can, I'm devotee so long, maybe today I will go and do some nonsense. It's all right. 30 years I'm doing okay, and then only for one time, but then you continue that. So this is one cause of fall down is pride. That I can do anything. In fact, even when Prabhupada was here, we had devotees. There was a philosophy sometimes, devotees don't have to follow the laws of the land, you know. It's like when my first time and last time in Moscow, I had a devotee driver, and he didn't think he had to follow the laws of the road. So when he wanted to pass, he would go up on the sidewalk to pass. Of course, in India, it's kind of like that. So, but it was very, I was really afraid when he was driving. And then afterwards, I found out what his name was. It was Yamraj. So then I realized, oh, okay. At least maybe I won't die. Yamraj is here. He won't. But anyway, yeah, we have to be careful in spiritual life. It's like a razor's edge. If you go too far one way, on the side of sense gratification, then you may fall down. If you go too far on the other side, aversion. Attachment is one problem. Aversion is another problem. That, oh, I don't like this world. Better I just go away somewhere. And you go away somewhere, away from everybody, and then your mind comes with you. And you can't get away because you can't get away from your mind. So this is the problem. Now it's very interesting that not only in our Krishna consciousness do we have these levels, it is also there in other religions. In fact, Mother Teresa, she's very famous in India, all of you know, you've heard of Mother Teresa. So after she left her body, there was an article in the Newsweek magazine, and they had found some diary, and they found her diary, where she was having some doubts about Christ, and she was confessing to her superior. But actually, when I saw that, I understood, oh, she's going through this level, like we all do. We all go through this level of an archinivritti. But because she was such a sincere person, she kept on. She never gave up her devotional service to Christ, whatever. So all of us go through that. It's not just, it's anyone who's on the path of spiritual life. They will go through this level. So don't give up hope. Krishna will help us. Here's the microphone. Okay, I'll just step straight, and I will catch the mic. And now we're going to actually analyze the six levels. I think we are. Let me check and make sure before we might have to go to the next verse before we do that. So let's check and make sure. Yes, we do have to go to the next verse before we... Yes? Four causes of fall down. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you all four, did I? How many did I tell you?
Two.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay. Okay, now I'm... Here it is. Here's my paper. Okay. Offenses, lack of humility, lack of good association. Right. We should hear these four things. And we should follow. Even in Bhagavatam, Bharat Maharaj had some bad association of a deer, and he fell down for one life, two lives. So be careful of your association. Number four, lack of understanding of some of the dynamics of advancement in Krishna consciousness. That's what we're talking about today. How all these, the things that you can expect to meet when you're on the spiritual path. So, with that, we can go to the next verse. And verse 17, I'll just summarize. We've heard how the Lord cleans the heart when we do devotional service. And now we heard about the different dirty things, the obstacles. And now in this verse, how to overcome these obstacles. So you have your paper, verse 18, the first paper I gave out to you. Verse number 18. I'll say one line, you can repeat after me. And this is a very famous verse. Some of you may know it if you go to Bhagavatam class. Because we say it before we speak Bhagavatam.
Means nishta.
You will come to nishta when 75%. Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Los Angeles. Jayapataka Maharaj was in the class. Prabhupada was saying, you have to be 100% free of all material desires to go back to Godhead. And all the devotees were looking so depressed when he said that. He said, okay, 90%. But then the devotees were still looking very depressed. He said, okay, 80%. Then finally, he got off the Vyasasan, he put his chadar, he looked back, he said, 75%. So Prabhupada's mercy, we have a concession here. And there's also the mercy of Sutta Goswami. But Prabhupada is giving us the exact figures. And in another lecture, he said 50-60%. So for those who cannot pass so well the exam, he will help you. He will help you pass the exam at the time of death. He will make up for our lack. And I have a very nice Prabhupada story to tell you that shows how he will help his dear devotees. There is one of my godbrothers named Atmatattva Prabhu. He was in South India. And he had to make life members. And he was not very good in making life members. So he took the phone book and he found one Bengali name. So he phoned up the man and he said, Mr. Ganguly, I would like to come and visit you today. I'm from ISKCON. He said, sure, please come. Went to the office, huge office, and he showed the books, and the man said, yes, I'll become a member, and I'll give you a donation also. It was, membership was 2,222 in those days. The man gave 10,000 rupees. He said, my father grew up in Calcutta. He was a classmate of Abai. Every day, Abai would come to our house at lunch and play chess with my father. And the stakes for the game was lunch. And almost always, Abai would win the game. Later, my father got a PhD in Sanskrit, and he became a professor in the local university. And Abai told him, now you should help me later on when I do something. Years later, now the son learned, oh, Abai went to New York and there's a Calcutta temple. So I was the pujari in that Calcutta temple. This man came. Prabhupada was there. He came to visit Prabhupada, the son, this man who's now in South India. And Prabhupada said, where is your father? Why didn't he come? Tell him, I want to see him. So his son went home. He told his father. Father said, how can I go and see him? He is guru of the world. I'm Griha Medhi. The son said, no, he wants to see you. So what should I tell him? Father said, tell him I'm sick. So he went to see Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, why didn't your father come? He's sick. Okay, I'm coming to see him. Next morning, instead of morning walk, he went through many alleyways and finally he came to the door, rang the doorbell, and Prabhupada and some devotees went inside, and Prabhupada went straight to the bedroom of the father. He poked him. He said, hey, you didn't come to see me. And he said, my disciples, they need to learn Sanskrit. I told you, you should help me. Come and teach them Sanskrit. You can travel around the world with me. Why don't you do that? You come. I will take you. He said, oh, Swamiji, I'm very old. I don't have any spiritual energy. Prabhupada said, no, you have the spark. The same quality in me is in you. You should join this movement. It's very important. Bharata Bhumite Manusha Jama Vaila Jar. You're born in India. Perfect your life. Better late than never. Then Prabhupada left. 3 o'clock that afternoon, the son came home from school. His father said, please give me some water. Then he leaned back and he said, Bhaktivedanta Swami will take me. And then he left his body. Amazing. That was his last word. So then this man said to Atmatattva, you know, in the morning when Prabhupada said, I will take you, I thought he would take him to ISKCON around the world. But then we understood later what Prabhupada meant when my father left his body, that I will take you. So make up for what we left. And this man said, when you called, I asked you to come because I wanted to share this with you. In fact, we're already life members of ISKCON. So nice story. Prabhupada, he will take us. We just have to follow his instructions. Dina Bandar Prabhu in Los Angeles also, he said, he heard Srila Prabhupada, he said, you just follow the four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, and you will go back to Godhead. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. So Prabhupada is giving us a special lifetime guarantee. Of course, we have to do our part. We have to chant our 16 rounds, and we have to follow the four principles, and he will take us back to Godhead. So very, very wonderful thing Prabhupada has given us. Now I would just share with you a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita what is happening when you chant Hare Krishna, what to expect, how scientifically, what are the things that are happening in your heart. This is from Adi Lila, chapter 1 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, verses like 96 to 100, around 100. First thing that happens when you come to Krishna conscious, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda come in your heart. Gornitai, they come in your heart. Then, next thing that happens, they help you meet two kinds of Bhagavatas. They show you your guru, they show you your spiritual master, and they show you the books, they show you the Bhagavatas. That's the second. Third thing, when these two Bhagavatas work on you, Srimad Bhagavatam and Devotee Bhagavat, then they give you prema, or loving service. Krishna prema, love of Krishna. They give you pure love, they give you devotional service. Now, after you get love of Krishna, Krishna prema, something else happens. Who knows? What happens after you get, what's higher than Krishna prema? What happens after you get Krishna prema? And it's happening in the heart as well. Anybody can say? Any guess? Otherwise, the verse tells us, you will control Krishna. After you get bhakti, after you get love, Krishna becomes under your control. Isn't that amazing? God who is controlling everyone, you control him by your love. By your love, you can control God also. So the devotees, they can control Krishna. And there are many examples of this, but we don't have time, because now we're going to do some work. We're going to analyze the different levels of unsteady devotional service in the heart. Okay, so you have to share this. I think there's not enough copies, but what to do? And we're only going to do half of the chart today and half of the chart tomorrow. Now on your left side, there are six different levels of unsteady devotional service. Six different levels. And yeah, try to pass it. Pass back. Don't worry if you don't have the paper, I'll just tell you what's on it. And hopefully, yeah. Pass them back, at least one paper for each row should be there. Good. And share the papers. On the ladies' side, they need some more copies. Good. The men are merciful today to the ladies. So we have, on the left side, we have six different levels of unsteady devotional service. At the bottom, utsaha, mayi, false confidence or enthusiasm. This happens when you just first come to Krishna consciousness. You get very enthusiastic and you think, I am the best devotee. People, it's just a matter of time, they will recognize me. I'm God's gift to this movement. And also you might get a bit radical in your preaching. Sometimes, especially in the West, they really get mothers and fathers and so many births, and I'm not this body. That's not the way to preach. No, that's not how you do it. So this is a mistake that we make when we first become in Krishna consciousness. We may become over enthusiastic, or you may go on the street and you see some old person and you say your hair is gray, your teeth are falling out, and you're going to die. No, this is not how to preach. This is over enthusiasm. Or you may say you're going to hell. This is the first level where you're over enthusiastic. You don't have much knowledge of the scriptures, but you just have a lot of enthusiasm. Now what happens after a while is the second level. You lose your enthusiasm. And sometimes you're enthusiastic and sometimes you're not. It's called thick and thin, kana, karla, sporadic endeavor. Sometimes you're really enthusiastic to chant the holy name and you get up early and you chant very nicely, but the next day you sleep, you cannot get up. Or after a month or so, you think, wow, 1 month I went to Mangalarti, now today I will sleep. I will not give up early. I will listen to my wonderful, beautiful mind, and my mind is telling me, stay in bed. No. So this is second level here. Sometimes you're enthusiastic, and sometimes you're not. Somebody has to call you up 10 times to try to get you to the temple, and then you come, and then you're enthusiastic. Once you come, you're very happy. But it's hard to get to the temple. Very hard. Because there's so many distractions in this world. This is the world of distraction. And now people are very expert in distracting. So many billboards. So second level, third level, viuda, vikalpa, indecision, extensive speculation. So if you're a brahmachari, you may think at this level, oh, maybe I should get married. Or if you're married, you may think, maybe I should renounce. Or if you're doing some service in the temple and you're not happy, you may think, maybe I should go to another temple and do some other, or maybe you're thinking, oh, maybe I should do a different service because this service doesn't suit me. Or you may think, you know, actually, better I just go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. I met one lady who was just 1 month devotee, and she was saying, you know what, I think I should just go and chant alone, you know, 20 years old. I said, you won't be alone for long if you go to Vrindavan. There's a lot of men there. It's not the way to do it. First, you should get some training, and, you know, you don't just run to Vrindavan. So this is the third level here. This is indecision. The fourth level, Vishaya Sangara, struggle with the senses, desire for enjoyment. So this means that you do have a struggle. Sometimes, you know, you're following, you're nicely, but then all of a sudden you think, I have to drink some tea today. This is necessity. I'm drinking for so many years. Now, today, I know I haven't been doing 1 month, but today I must have a cup of tea. So this is this fourth level here. Vishaya Sangara. Or it may be even worse than that. It could be even more sense gratification than tea. But in India, tea is a very difficult problem. It's not so much in the West. Coffee in the West more. And drugs and so many other things, which we don't want to talk about. So that's the fourth level. Niyamakshama means inability to improve. So sometimes you want to improve, but you struggle and you can't improve your devotional service. That's the fifth level. You want to get up early, do your sadhana before your day starts, but sometimes you just cannot do it. Or on Ekadashi, you want to chant extra rounds, but you just cannot. So this is the fifth level. And the sixth level is called Taranga Rangani, enjoying material facilities. So this means that you become a devotee. After some years, you give classes, people say, oh, that was a wonderful class, Brahmaji, Mataji. No. And they say, yes, no. That's called this level. You're enjoying recognition. Or you get a very nice room in the temple and you think, yes. Now I have got Mahaprasadam and I have my nice room. So this is enjoying the facility. And or somebody will give you, you will collect donations for Krishna and you will say, okay, so much for Krishna and so much for me. So I would just like you to, if you have a paper, you can look at it. And this is very, you can just think what level I am at. And I'm not going to ask you anything. It's just confidential, just for you. You can just look. Sometimes it's one level, sometimes two, sometimes all the levels you may be at the same time. So just look for 1 minute and try to understand which level you are at. Because Krishna will help you if you are the truthful devotee. So now I would like you to... So how many were more than one level? And in there, yeah, we have more than one level. Most of us are more than one level, so we have a lot of work to do here. So I would like you to pass these papers back again, as I will give them back you tomorrow for the second part of the chart, the right side of the chart. And I will give you now some prayers, which you can keep, actually. You don't have to give back. These are prayers to overcome offenses. And if you don't get the paper, just note down the verse, and you can get the verse also. You can hand these out. So we will say these prayers. Please hand back the papers, the first one, that I, the one I just gave you. And then we will give it back tomorrow for you. Thank you. Okay, you got it? Now this last paper you can all keep. It's not a problem. My paper? Yes, I did. Okay, I need one paper. I gave away my paper. Unfortunately. So on the last copy, you didn't get one. Okay. Somebody will have to give their paper to me because I just gave it away somehow. Okay. Thank you. So the first one is from Canto 10, Chapter 1, Verse 4. So if you don't have a paper, then you can look it up. Yeah, I can give you, Oh, she got one. What's that? Yeah. Oh, okay. Tomorrow you will give everybody. Okay, so I will say one verse, repeat after. Prabhupada said in the purport of this verse, 10th canto, chapter 1, verse 4. Divitatasha rupakiya mana.
Divitatasha rupakiya
mana. Bhavashada shvatamana virama.
Bhavashada shvatamana virama.
Katamashoka gunanupada. System that is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? So this verse is very nice. It talks about different levels of chanting. For those who are conditioned souls, it's medicine. So for most of us, it's medicine. We take our medicine of chanting. But if Srila Prabhupada was asked, how to chant Hare Krishna attentively? Now, if you chant the holy name attentively, this will also clear all the dirty things from your heart. So I would like you to practice tomorrow. And this is what Srila Prabhupada said, 7 words. How to chant attentively, with attention. And this will clean your heart. So just try to chant. Number one, chant. And chant the holy name. Sorry, that's more than 7 words. First try to hear. Now I got them confused. First you have to hear yourself chant sincerely. Just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. So it's the ears, the tongue, and the heart. Three together. Try to hear yourself chant sincerely. Very simple. Sincerely means when you chant, you're praying to Krishna, please pick me up, please accept me. Prabhupada said, like a child crying for its mother, we chant the holy name. So this is your homework. Just try to hear yourself chant sincerely tomorrow. That's during japa or in kirtan if you have kirtan. So one last thing I would like to share with you from Srila Prabhupada, how to become empowered. One devotee wrote, Prabhupada wrote a letter to a devotee. He was preaching in Germany, American. Why are my books not being printed in Germany? So the devotee said, I thought, I can't speak German. I can't translate them. He said, then I understood, Prabhupada wants his books translated into German and I have to figure out how to do it. I wrote to Prabhupada, what do I do? Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and Krishna will give you intelligence. And he said, that was almost always the answer Prabhupada would give us. Prabhupada wasn't the type of manager or leader who would give details. He inspired you to use your creative intelligence. In fact, Prabhupada said there's a kind of individual genius in every living entity. Everybody has genius inside. Genius. So he said, when I looked up the word in the dictionary, genius, the definition was indwelling deity. Can you imagine what the word genius means? Indwelling deity. Who's that indwelling deity? That's Krishna in the heart. That's your genius. Your genius is the Lord in the heart who's giving you intelligence to do everything. How the birds know to fly south, how they know. How the baby knows where to look for the milk. How do they know all these things? It's the super soul in the heart is giving genius, is giving intelligence. So it's not something you or I possess. Genius means Krishna. So if by inspiration of the spiritual master we make ourselves receptive to Krishna, in flow of Krishna, then Krishna genius reveals how something should be done. Now this particular devotee, he was a high school dropout. He dropped out before he graduated from 10th standard. But after he became a devotee, he was giving lecture to Harvard professors in the Harvard University about Krishna consciousness. So this is how Krishna helps the devotee. You may think I'm not qualified. Okay, yes, we're not qualified. But Krishna can help you if you allow him to use you as an instrument. So your homework, just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. And you can pray to Prabhupada, to the holy name, to help you. And I will stop here. And if there are any questions, you may ask at this time. And we do have a microphone today, so it will be easier for me to hear what you say. Any questions or comments? Yes. Is the microphone? It's here. You have to come. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
tradition. Now that you said that NLP is happening and we should actually allow Vishnu to come in and give us the solutions for the problem, that's what Prabhupada always suggested. How do we know that whatever we are now contemplating after chanting is actually the plan of Krishna or the plan of Maya who actually made us further? So how do we have the qualification to actually see that what is coming and contemplating is right or wrong?
Very good question. That if you chant, so many things come in your mind. How do you know if it's the answer to your question? So what you have to do when you get the answer, we have our system of checks and balances. There's three things, three places where you have to consult: guru, sadhu, and shastra. So guru means spiritual master, maybe your diksha guru, also shiksha gurus. And sadhu means the devotees in ISKCON, shiksha gurus also. And shastra means Prabhupada's books. So all these three, if they agree with your answer, then that is correct. Now, how I know sometimes is because I cannot find the answer with my own intelligence. And then after I chant, I get such a brilliant idea. I know it's not from me. I know I could never have thought of this. This is something beyond my intelligence. Also, I understand this is definitely superior to my intelligence, this answer. Sometimes people will ask me questions and then I get this answer and I could have not thought of this in 100 lifetimes, you know. So I understand this is, especially if it's a spiritual thing, a spiritual question and a spiritual answer. Now, of course, we have answers in our life about how to do things. So that's another thing, and then you consult. If you have a decision to make, then you must consult these other three places: guru, sadhu, and shastra.